Wednesday, the 8th of June, was Thank a First Responder Day, and I spoke to a number of people in the community, first of which was Rick Lenicic. He's the Director of Marketing and Communications with Fortum Australia.
And let's not forget, Daniel, in the last few years, not only have they go out and risk their lives in some cases, or help other people's lives with floods and accidents and other bits and pieces, they're now also exposed to COVID. And the last few years has made the risk even more so. The risk of them getting sick and then taking it back to their families is also substantial. So Thank a First Responder Day. If you go to Thank a First Responder Day, if you search for that on your any search engine, or if you go to www.firstresponderday.com.au, you will see there that there are plenty of activities that are going on, but we're encouraging school kids to get involved. We're encouraging people to do just write a letter, a poem or a card or anything that we can post on that Thank a First Responder Day that we can share across the country just to make them realise how important people really think they are.
Local listener Maureen called in.
Good morning, Daniel. Well,
it's, of course, today is Thank a First Responder Day. You know somebody who's a first responder or an ex-first responder?
It's a very close one, Daniel. My husband, he is an ex first responder.
Oh, and you want to send a shout out to him and...
I'd like to.
And everybody else as well. Hey, Maureen, thank you so much for that.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
Member-elect for the seat of Hinkler, Keith Pitt.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's the RFDS, life-saving, I mean, you name them. Without them, we all find ourselves in dire straits, to be honest. And they do put up with a lot. We should be just so thankful we've got so many people willing to do that type of work and get out there and help us in our time of need.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our first responders do an amazing job. And you think about what they've had to do during the COVID-19 pandemic, how much more pressure that's put onto them and their lives and their families' lives as well. It's outstanding what our first responders do each and every single day, and they do it for us. You know, they're absolutely amazing people.
Ben Bartlett, the Bundaberg Group Leader for Bundaberg SES.
We are made up of five groups in our Bundaberg unit. We do a range of different jobs from helping people with roofs in emergencies to floodboat operations, rescuing people, transportation of food across rivers, all in time of disaster.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett.
Today is Thank a First Responder Day, a day to pause and thank all of the credible emergency service personnel who protect us and keep us safe. Over the last few years, our first responders have been put to the test. We've had bushfires with unforgiving temperatures and conditions. We've had floods with people stranded on roofs and in cars. And we've also had a pandemic that has thrown us some unforeseen emergencies and extremely testing environments. Throughout all this, our first responders have not faltered. Today, I'd like to say thank you to them. They put their lives at risk to save others, and every time don on their uniforms and put their duty above all else. They are an important part of our community and truly are unsung heroes. On behalf of our community, thank you for all you do.
And Senior Constable David Didsman from Bundaberg Police.
Well, you know, police on the road, we work a lot of night times, we do a lot of weekends. You know, when everyone's at home partying, we're working. So Christmases, Easter, all those sort of things, public holidays, whilst others are out having a good time, we're working. So it's a bit of a sacrifice, but... you know, that's what we do. So we're out there, as we tell all the kids when we go and speak to kids at schools and that, you know, we may pull you over for a breath test or whatever else, but it's just to keep everyone else on the road or in the community safe.
A very special day. Thanks to our first responders.